So I am going to call our meeting to order on July 21st at 2 o'clock today. So going through our agenda, the first item really is approving the minutes. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
I'll make such a motion.
Second.
Okay, great. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of approving the minutes say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Minutes are approved. Moving to the loans, we have three loans today to approve. Is there a motion to approve the loans?
I so move.
I'll second that.
Do you want to
highlight any loans, Rich, or anything worth noting with these three that we're looking at today?
Not so much today, other than the fact that there's only three. There'll be a significantly higher number at the next meeting. But these three are pretty standard fare. Two for road work and one for capital improvements.
Great. Okay. Any questions from the commissioner? All right. Seeing none, all those in favor of approving the loan, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Doug.
Aye, Josh.
Great. The loans are approved. We're just moving through this agenda. There is no old business. There is no new business. So we're going into routine business with the Chief Investment Officer's report. So, Rich, throwing it back over to you.
Well, thanks, Sarah. I'm going to keep it very short by just saying that the staff continues to purchase preferred stock ETFs, which have a greater yield and a lower risk profile than common stocks at this time. You know, within the next 4 weeks, we'll be at our $50 million allocation of the investment committee, set by the investment committee. The next investments to be considered by the investment committee will be infrastructure funds that also provide higher yields and lower volatility than many other asset classes. You know, and this all goes to our real goal of providing the portfolio with both a higher distribution and greater stability than prior to the implementation of the investment policy. And that's all I have today.
Okay. Any questions for Rich? Thanks, Rich. Moving to the Executive Secretary's report, Mr. German.
Well, I don't know if I can be as brief as Rich, but I will certainly try. So,
time's up.
If I promise to buy ice cream, Doug, can I have a few more minutes?
Okay.
We will be presenting a proposed submerged land lease for consideration at the next board meeting. The city of Sturgeon Bay is looking to lease part of its downtown area that's actually been filled lakebed for many years. And the purpose of the lease will be primarily recreation related to navigation. Last week, I spoke too soon. I said that our senior forester, Kevin Burns, was coming back from DHS, but in the meantime, they have called him back to work again for their COVID matching mapping effort. So Kevin will be spending a significant amount of time for DHS again. And finally, I've been asked to attend virtually the Voight Intertribal Task Force of the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission meeting in early August. Some of the members expressed interest in learning more about BCPL as a result of our discussion about our proposed land exchange with the Forest Service. And at the last meeting, you may recall that I reported that the Glyphwick officials expressed cautious support for a transaction and also expressed interest in the possibility that BCPL might consider entering into a memorandum of understanding with local tribes, similar to the MOU that we have with the Forest County Potawatomi community. So, and that's all I have for my report this week.
I have a question about Sturgeon Bay. Is that same big mess problem we dealt with a few years ago?
It is the same big mess problem that's been there for a long, long time.
I remember you went up there and looked at it, and there was all kinds of problems with what they were doing.
Yeah. A century ago, there were three docks that extended from Sturgeon Bay out into the water, or from the land into the water.
Right.
Over time, they filled in that area around it. And it's the whole area in that part of downtown has just been neglected, is about a good way to put it. So, but the community has really come together to resolve this and work together to make it an accessible part of the downtown so people can actually get to the water and enjoy the water.
So but I remember there were some laws broken or something.
Well, yeah. So what happened originally was that there were some developers that were looking at putting developments on that land, and an environmental organization sued the city and I believe the developers because they said, no, this is filled lakebed. You can't do that.
Right, I remember now. Yep, and they contacted me, and I talked to some people up there about it.
Yeah, so we've consistently maintained that yes, this is filled lakebed, and yes, it should be leased, and it can only be leased for certain purposes. And so everybody has now come together, and that's what we're going to be doing. So,
they're going to lease it from us. What purposes?
The main purpose is recreation related to navigation. So the city is trying to make the area more accessible to the people. I mean, right now it's mostly crumbled parking lot is about the best way to describe it. And so they're looking at putting some improvements down there that people could sit out there and enjoy the water and actually get to the water. So
they don't plan to put in a marina or something.
There is no plans to put any marina. There's no plans to put a hotel or anything like that right now. So they have docked tugboats on the shore down there, and they could continue to do that because navigation purposes are one of the additional purposes of the lease. So
I see.
Yeah.
Well, so you think it'll mostly be a city park? It sounds like maybe.
That's a good way to describe it. I don't know how much green space it would be versus, an urban park. So, but generally that's the description that they're giving right now.
All right. Well, okay. Thank you very much. Sorry to bother you other guys, but I remember the big fuss about that before. Thank you.
It feels great to be helping resolve that dispute. So.
No, good questions, Doug, and I had no idea this was on the docket from a previous year, so it's good to know that it's coming to a solution, which is Tom points out.
I think it's a previous decade, actually. That's how long it's going on.
Really good memory, Doug, if you were like, wow, a decade ago. Okay. Any other questions for Tom? Just moving on to my report, I actually wanted to check in with Doug, you, and also Josh, because something that I've been thinking about since we've been working together as a board over the last, it's now a little over 18 months, is, of course, the things that the agency has achieved, but also kind of where are we going moving forward? And there are kind of two things that came to mind that we have outlined in the past as a board. One are the goals and priorities that we talked about back in December, where we looked at priorities under investments and under operations and under budget, and thought that it might be helpful in a meeting in the future to maybe revisit those, of course, get feedback from the team. I always think it's helpful when both as commissioners and as an agency we're singing from the same sheet of music as we think through how we want to continue to evolve as an agency and how we are leading the organization as commissioners, but wanted to see if that would be something of interest to the two of you.
That makes sense to me.
Doug, any thoughts on your end?
I guess I don't understand it that well. Maybe I wasn't listening carefully. I'm sorry.
So, Doug, at the end of the year, we put together a priorities document that kind of talked about priorities based on areas under the investments, operations, and the land. And so just revisiting it, and I think actually maybe to your point, the fact that you don't remember, we maybe should revisit it and have a conversation about it.
Okay. Anita? I'm sorry. Maybe I'm just having trouble hearing. So you want us to suggest that we look into these priorities? Or?
We talked about it, I guess, back. And maybe, Doug, it was during a period when you were gone for a bit. But we've just had a discussion and kind of outlined some goal areas and priorities for the organization back at the end of the year. And so I thought it would be worthwhile to kind of check in on that.
Okay. Well, I guess that's all right.
Okay.
You want to do that at one of our future meetings?
Yeah, I think it would make sense to do that at one of our future meetings. I have the advantage of working with the organization frequently, whether it's my check-ins with Tom and our investment meetings, but I thought it would be worthwhile to just update the fellow commissioners and just revisit it and have a conversation. So,
okay.
Yeah, I think at a future meeting, maybe sometime in August is what we can maybe look to.
Sounds okay.
Okay, great. That is my update. Is there any other... I guess I can also go under future agenda items. Any other future agenda items?
None for me.
Not for me either, no.
All right. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
All right. All those in favor of adjournment. Great. It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor of adjournment say aye.
Aye. Doug.
Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
All right. The meeting is adjourned. Thanks, everybody, and have a great rest of your week.
Okay,
thank you
guys all too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.